AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Cuba's government says armed Cuban U.S. residents entered its waters on a Florida-registered speedboat and opened fire on Cuban troops. Officials say the soldiers shot back, killing 4 people and wounding 6. One Cuban officer was also injured. Cuba's government said the people aboard the speedboat lived in the U.S. and were trying to infiltrate the island and unleash terrorism, adding that the majority of the 10 people on the boat, quote, have a known history of criminal and violent activity. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told reporters the U.S. is now gathering its own information to determine if the victims were American citizens or permanent residents.
The majority of the facts being publicly reported are those by the information provided by the Cubans. We will verify that independently, and we'll, as we gather more information, then we'll be prepared to respond accordingly. I'm not going to speculate.
In other news, Bill and Hillary Clinton are set to testify in the House investigation into Jeffrey Epstein today and tomorrow. There's no evidence of wrongdoing by the former president and former Secretary of State in connection with Epstein. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice says it's looking into whether it improperly withheld documents in the Epstein files. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
This comes days after several news organizations noted that the public records left out summaries of a series of FBI interviews with the woman who came forward after Jeffrey Epstein's arrest in 2019. The unidentified woman claimed to have been sexually assaulted by Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein in the 1980s when she was a minor. The story was first reported by journalist Roger Sullenberger. In a post on social media, the DOJ says it is reviewing files that have been flagged by the public and will publish them consistent with the law, but they did not explain why records related to this specific accusation might have been withheld. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on a social media platform's age verification policies.
Discord is postponing its controversial age verification policy. That comes after users of the popular platform for gamers to communicate online expressed strong objections and privacy concerns. Earlier this month, the company said it would roll out an age verification policy in March that would include face scanning or requests for an ID upload for users it could not determine were adults. The company says it's able to proactively determine the ages of the vast majority of users by looking at account-level signals. That includes how long the account has existed, whether there's a payment method on file, and general patterns of the account. When Discord rolls out the revised age verification system in the second half of 2026, it will now offer more options for users to verify their ages. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.